All right, good afternoon. This is Reading with Roxanne. We're recording from Bookstore 1, 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, and it's a rainy day, so we're alone. Andrea Ginsky and I.
Quiet moment.
Yeah, so we want to talk about some books, and today we're using an idea that Andrea had that we took a step further, a sense of place, and we're going to talk about historical fiction today.
Okay.
Three books each.
Can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll start today. So my three books actually are interesting because they all are based on they're all based on real people, but they're fictionalized accounts of real people, and they really do each transport you to the time period. So the first one I'm going to talk about is a book I absolutely loved, which is Everyone Knows Your Mother is a Witch by Rivka Galchin, and it's based on the story about Katharina Kepler was Johannes Kepler's mother in real life. She was the astronomer's mother, and she actually was accused of being a witch. So that it's based on that trial, and it really does transport you to 1600s Germany when astronomy was new and witchcraft was everywhere, and there was the plague around. But I found it so interesting because it really does give you a sense of the time, but it also, there is a lot that feels modern in the story because there's this whole feeling of the neighborhood gossip and how the story evolves that she's a witch and intrigue and corruption that feel modern. So it has this odd feeling of, it's definitely taking place in 1600s Germany, and you can tell, which is not somewhere you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has the same feeling of modernity, like the say, you know, just kind of how stories evolve, especially now where truth has become kind of, you know, truth is not always what's true anymore.
Right.
So I found it a really interesting look at the time period and also look at modern day culture as well.
Okay.
So that's Everyone Knows Your Mother is a Witch by Rivka Galchin.
Okay. And I'm going to talk about the Middle Ages as well, or medieval times,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Dewar. It's a three-piece story. There's three stories going on, but one of them is set in the Middle Ages. And that's not a time period that I'm normally interested in, just because it was so bleak, as you just said.
Right.
Who would want to live in that time? But I really was taken by the little girl character that Anthony created. And her survival skills that she had to have in order to survive in that environment. I mean, she really didn't have a parental figure. I mean, she was taking care of her mother for a while, but she really had to do things just to survive to eat, you know. And at the time, she was selling parchment paper because people were just starting to record things, and that was very valuable. So I found it really intriguing. And then she goes into business, so to speak, with a boy that's a little bit older than her, and he's pretty cutthroat because he's just trying to survive too. So as you sort of alluded to, I mean, it was a time when people just did what they did to survive.
Definitely.
It was this cutthroat sort of time. So I really, really appreciated the story. I really cared about the characters. So praise to Anthony Dewar, who wrote Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Okay, so my next one is Hamnet, which is also set in the 1600s.
Okay.
So we're kind of stuck there at the moment. So Hamnet is based on Shakespeare's wife. The main character is Anne Shakespeare, and Anna, I think her name is in the book. But it is loosely based on Shakespeare's wife, and it's a love story, but also it's the same thing. It's kind of these really dark times in England and 16th century England. But in Hamnet was actually Shakespeare's son was named Hamnet, that the play Hamlet was kind of based on the somebody used the name.
Mm-hmm.
But also the play is really big in this book, which is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and just their whole relationships were, this did not feel modern. It felt like you were in the dark, dark times. But it was so real. Just like Everyone Knows Your Mother is a Witch.
Mm-hmm.
It just like, you really felt like you were in the 16th century England with them. And with Shakespeare, his first plays are being produced. And she travels by horse to go to London, and it's just a lot, and it's a wonderful book. It's just a great read. When it first came out, we couldn't keep it on the shelf here.
Yeah.
It kind of has fallen off, but Maggie O'Farrell has a new historical fiction book coming out, I think, in a couple of months, so she's obviously going that route. So that was Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell.
Very good. I still have to read that.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't it great when an author can just take you away to a different time
really
and
is.
Place?
I just was so, that one especially, I just was, I'm not usually a historical fiction reader, and that one kind of changed my head. Like, maybe I should read a little more historical fiction.
Right, it is. It's, yeah, it's amazing. Okay, the other ones I'm going to talk about are more modern. Ross McDonald is a old mystery writer. I mean, he's since passed away, but he wrote a book called Black Money that a book club at my condo picked. And I'm not usually detective fiction, but I thought, oh, okay, I'll do this. And he really does portray California in the 1960s to the extent that I would love the setting. I love California almost as a character in the book.
That's cool, yeah.
The, like the dark, windy nights and the mansions up on the canyon and the tennis club. Like, I really
felt
like...
Well, you just read Avalon, which is California.
Yeah, I was just saying that to my friends, that I've read a lot of California stories. But Ross McDonald really does a nice job putting you in that environment. And I've only been to two cities in California, but I really felt like I had gone to Los Angeles with him.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting. So Ross McDonald, Black Money, especially if you're a detective fiction fan, he's one of the first detective writers who created that sort of film noir style.
Definitely.
Yeah, very good.
All right, my last one is Matrix by Lauren Groff. Lauren Groff actually lives in Gainesville. She's a Florida writer these days, but this book has nothing to do with Florida. So this is her most recent novel, and it is based on a poet in France in the 12th century, so we're going backwards, who was named Marie de France. And I think Lauren Groff had a lot of leeway with her character because hardly anything is known about Marie de France except some fragments of poetry that are left. But it was during the court of King Henry II in England, and the novel takes place in a nunnery, and during the Crusades, and it's not as dark feeling. Although the time period is also really dark, there's the main character who is brought in to kind of take charge of the nunnery is very ambitious and. Probably her ambition and her way of looking at the world kind of takes over the darkness of the time period. So it's a really interesting novel and not something I would normally have liked, but the main character was a visionary and it's just kind of, just was real interesting. And I don't know much about the Crusades and there's, real historical figures in the book.
Okay, but, I like
so
that.
You learn a lot, and then she imagined what Marie de France might have been, I guess, you know. So
yeah.
It was really interesting.
Again, and it's just miraculous.
So that's Matrix by Lauren Groff, and it's also a really fast read, too. It's kind of, it just sucks you in. And so
there
that's my three historical fiction entries.
The third one I want to talk about is the one that came out, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah. Anthony Vizna So's short story is called After Parties. And it's about California modern times, contemporary. And a lot of it's based on his experience as an immigrant from Cambodia. And I just found it adorable. The stories are funny. They're poignant. They're also sad that this family is trying to fit into the American culture and sometimes is met with resistance. There's some really cute stories about a Tai Chi school and kids just trying to fit in.
I read one where she's working in a restaurant.
It's like a donut shop. Yeah,
that's right. It was really good.
It's very memorable, too. His stories are memorable. And so, again, a different side of California, similar to Nell Zink's Avalon, you sort of see the underbelly of people that aren't the celebrities or the rich people, but are trying to make their lives the best they can be, and just really sweet stories. So I highly recommend that
one
too.
Yeah, I still need to read that.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Roxanne. We had fun.
Yeah, place. Sense of place. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.